Good morning. Welcome to Torah Kids Audio. Today I will be reading from Leviticus 23, verses 39 through 43. On the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate the Feast of Yah 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. And you shall take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yah your Elohim 7 days. You shall celebrate it as a feast to Yah for 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever, throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yah, your Elohim. And if you hadn't figured it out, this passage is all about Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. First of all, it takes place in the 7th month of the Hebrew calendar. For us here in Michigan, that's in the fall. But some people in the world celebrate this feast during the spring. I just think that's really neat. Okay, first of all, it says, after you have gathered the produce of the land. This means that basically the harvest is over. You've done your work for the year, and for farmers that's a lot of work. But you're done with that. Now you get to have a party. You might want to remember that, guys. Work before play. I know your parents say it all the time, but it's true. You need to do your work before you play. Okay, so we move on, and he says to gather trees, branches of palm trees, branches of willows, and you're to rejoice with them. Some people build their sukkah out of the branches. Some people decorate with the branches. It doesn't really matter what you do because it's not real specific here. It says to rejoice and do it with nature. So perhaps what you'd like to do is when you're in your sukkah with your family, decorate it with some things from trees. Sometimes we've used pine cones or willow branches, pine branches hooked up on the outside of our sukkah. Take time to celebrate nature and be thankful for the wonderful creation that Yah gave us to enjoy, and use that as you rejoice during Sukkot this year. That's a key thing, though, about Sukkot. It is a time to rejoice. It's a time to party. It's a time to have fun with your family. Our Elohim, he's not a stuck in the mud who never wants to have fun. He is a God who wants to celebrate. We have 7 biblical feasts every year. We have a Shabbat every week because he has a lot of things to celebrate. He wants to celebrate with us. And Sukkot is a whole week of celebration. So you want to have fun with it and enjoy it. And I'm sure your family has lots of fun things planned. But be sure to enjoy Sukkot. It's not about, you know, huddling by a fire freezing. It's about having a good time. Let's just make sure that our celebration is about Yah, because it is. It's all about him. He gave us the feast, and it's a picture of what he did bringing the people out of Egypt and through the wilderness. And it's also a picture of the millennial reign when he'll come back and dwell among us. He'll create a new heaven and a new earth, and he will dwell with us. And that's just going to be amazing. And when we celebrate Sukkot, we can think of that day, what that's going to be like. Okay, so our celebration should be about him and thinking about, you know, what he's going to do for us, what he's done for us in the past, how he's taken care of us. It's also a picture of his protection. Because, yeah, that sukkah, it's a bit shaky maybe, you know, especially if it's built out of branches. It doesn't protect us real well. The wind blows in, probably the rain comes in. But the whole idea is to remember that we don't depend on a physical dwelling to protect us, to keep us safe. We depend on Yah. We trust in him to take care of us, to keep us safe, because he is the one who shelters us and is our fortress and our shield. There are so many descriptions in scripture of how he takes care of us. He's the one we need to be trusting in. And I particularly think about that during Sukkot. So it's a wonderful time. A wonderful time that we celebrate in the 7th month. So I just hope you have a wonderful Sukkot this year as you celebrate with your family. Until next time, Shalom.